Dr. Ruth All the Way, the biographical play about the famous sex expert who broke ground with her frank talk on radio and television, is having its world premiere engagement at Barrington Stage Company St. Germain Stage through July 21st.
While so many know her as the pioneering sex therapist, few know the incredible journey that preceded it, from fleeing the Nazis in the Kinder transport to joining the Haganah in Jerusalem to her struggles to succeed as a single mother coming to America. It's quite a story.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer is a beloved global celebrity. She's been the most visible sex therapist in the world for more than 30 years. She's taught at Yale, Princeton, and NYU. She's a best-selling author whose wisdom and wit have been showcased on radio and television, and in more than 35 books, including the brand new Musically Speaking, A Life Through a Song, and Sexually Speaking, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Sexual Health. It is a wonderful pleasure and, quite frankly, a delight and honor to have Dr. Ruth to my immediate left. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. First of all, Joe, do me a favor. Say sex with a little bit more enthusiasm. I know it's early. I know you people work very hard.
Yes.
But a little bit. Try to say sex with some pleasure.
Sex.
That's much better.
Sex.
That was very good.
Okay.
That was very good.
You know, I and I should, from listening to you over, you know, I have to say, when I was a kid, your show was what? You started in 1980?
1981.
81.
And you listened to me under the blanket at night?
Yes.
Without your parents
yes.
knowing? And the Walkman came just up in the world, and people got Walkmans. And I know what they did at 10 o'clock on Sunday night.
Yes.
Nobody had to tell you, take a shower and go to bed. 10 o'clock Sunday night, you were already in bed.
You're right. And I was listening to the radio, and I was listening to, you were on in Philadelphia. I lived in Philly at that time. And it would just be late at night, and you would be there for 2 hours. And oh, my God, I learned a lot. And for that, I thank you.
That's what I like to hear.
And for that, I say, sex.
Wonderful.
you have to be delighted by what has happened. You saw the show last night.
I certainly did.
And what did you
Fantastic.
Think?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Anybody, Joe, anybody who doesn't go and see that show is going to have a problem with their sex lives. So tell them all that to go and see that Deborah Joe playing me, because it's just superb. Now, I had read the script. And the most important aspect of my personality is that I know what I don't know. So except for a few dates, I really didn't have any problems with Marc St. Germain. Now, first I said no when I heard that he wanted to do a play. I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm right now 84. I'm going to teach at Teachers College a brand new course about the family this spring. I said, what am I going to do in a play? Then this Marc St. Germain used psychology. He left me a message saying that he appreciates, he said a little bit what you just said, that he listened to me, appreciates, he knows what I'm doing. He would never want to do anything I wouldn't want to do. So I said, okay, let's meet. I met with him for 2 seconds. I'm a pretty good psychologist. I looked at that good-looking bearded guy, and I said, okay. And I have to tell you that last night I saw it the first time, that this Deborah Jo Rupp, see, I can roll the R with her
yes,
name,
beautifully. Yes.
She's just fabulous. She's just something. I looked, and it was as if I'm looking in a mirror, looking at myself. I had to pinch myself a few times and say, that's not me, that's her. She's playing me. She is just fabulous. I have to tell you a secret.
Yes.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't.
Only all your listeners.
Yes.
After this great place here in Pittsburgh, after supporting the arts here and all of the things that you talked about with Julie, there is no question in my mind that it's going to go off Broadway. I'm modest. I'm saying off Broadway. Deborah Jo says Broadway. We don't know yet. We don't know yet.
We'll talk to Deborah Jo about that later
look
on.
Look at the gestures she learned. One day she came to
one day Pittsfield, next day the world.
One day I want you to know that Israel wants her already.
Yes.
I don't know how she's going to learn Hebrew, but she'll manage. She'll learn in Hebrew.
Okay. So I guess I got to ask you a question that has occurred to me, Dr. Ruth. You are truly one of the most famous, recognizable people in the world.
Shortest.
I mean,
shortest, you have to say.
No. That might be part of the picture. But in the end, there is nobody walking down the street. They might miss George W. Bush, but they're not going to miss you. They're going to know who you are. How does that play out in your life?
I tell you how it plays out in my life. I, first of all, Julie now already knows not to ask me any psychoanalytical personal questions.
So now I know.
But on a serious note, I want to tell you that because I talked about sex, I was already 50. I was not like sitting on television or even on radio with a short skirt and a décolleté. But I also knew to keep my family and my personal life out of the limelight. I never permitted my grandchildren's pictures to be in People magazine. They want me on the cover on People magazine. I did it. I loved it. I love all of this attention. But I was very careful of keeping everything that is my private sphere out of the limelight. And I have to tell you something. Yesterday, Deborah Jo, what I thought was the most brilliant on her part, she played the time that my late husband passed away, and which you don't know yet in the beginning of the play, so maybe you shouldn't say it on radio.
Right.
But now it's done. It's okay.
Okay.
She played
that's
it
the arc. Okay,
with, with a lot of sensitivity. And tomorrow night at the opening, my children and grandchildren are going to be seeing the play. And I'm really very curious. I'm not worried if they don't like it. Tell them to become critics. Goodbye. That's all with me. But I'm very curious to see that reaction, even of my 10-year-old grandson. And Deborah was smart. She asked yesterday that I'll sit all the way in the back. I wasn't sitting in front of her nose. I would have been a little bit uptight, and maybe Deborah would have been a little uptight. So I already decided that tomorrow night for the opening, I asked Julie and Mark, put also my children not in front so that I don't have to be uptight how that 10-year-old grandson. First of all, I have to tell you, Joe, I have the best grandchildren in the world.
Yeah.
That I keep them out of my professional life is a different story.
Well, let me ask you about that, because and on that very subject, because that protection and the guardianship that you've had over them through your professional life, was that part of your apprehension to do a show like this? Because we really do, in the course of this of the show, which I saw yesterday, is beautiful in your presenting, showing pictures of your children, showing pictures of your grandchildren.
Yes. I decided very consciously, after looking at that bearded playwright and talking, I decided the time at the age of 84 has come. I can show the pictures. My youngest grandson is 10. The oldest is 21. His sister is 16. The other grandchild is 14. I decided the time has come. They know I talk about sex. Even so, I don't talk about sex with them. Not my function. They have parents. But I was a little reluctant about that. Now, I did write my autobiography, and I wrote the Musically Speaking that you just mentioned. So there's personal things in there. But I knew, I said, you don't have to read it. You know, this is not required reading. So there was a little bit of a hesitation on my part.
You, in this book, which is beautiful, by the way, Musically Speaking, you...
Can you say beautiful with more sex?
Beautiful.
Wonderful.
Beautiful sex. you collect music boxes, and it's one of the things that is talked about in the show. And you write in the book, without a doubt, the most beautiful music box in my collection is a carousel with hand-carved horses, a gift from Miriam and her husband. I confess now that I am not so fond of the melody it plays. Wind it up, and the horses prance around in a circle to the tune of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Memories. I've dredged up a lot of memories for this book, of course, but you must understand that in some fundamental way, this is counter to my nature. I never want to be someone who sits in a rocking chair dwelling on the past. I choose to live in the here and now and to move forward without stopping. So what is it like to be in that theater, to see an actress playing you, sitting in that chair, talking about some memories.
Mm-hmm. Look, on a very serious note, first of all, bravo, you did your homework.
That's right.
So, Joe, I have to tell you that there is
my homework is reading your books. That's not homework. That's a pleasure.
But on a very serious note, as you know, there are people who deny that World War II had the Holocaust and that there are terrible things that have happened. I, as an orphan of the Holocaust, I wasn't in a camp, so I'm an orphan of the Holocaust. I'm not a survivor because I was in a children's orphanage in Switzerland. But I have an obligation to stand up and be counted and to say, I'm telling you that it did happen because I lost my parents. I lost the grandmother on my father's side, the parents on my mother's side. I was an only child. And there is no question somebody like me has an obligation to make something out of myself to have a justification. Why did I survive and 1.5 million Jewish children did not survive? I didn't know I would be a sex therapist. I didn't know that that would be my legacy. But there is something very serious in having Deborah really getting into my skin and playing some of the sadness. And she does it beautifully, of counting the days of for my diary and when I didn't hear from my parents and so forth. And what she has captured, what Mark has written, is exactly the way I operate. There is some funniness. I can tell you some funny, no jokes, but I can tell you some funny incidences. And there is deep down a very serious matter. So I was sitting there yesterday, and as moved as I was very grateful that this is happening to me at this stage in my life, because there will be something that people will say, this happening actually happened. Look how Deborah Jo deals with it. And at the same time, showing the radio and some of the fun things. I love when she tells the story, which I do tell. I just told it in Jerusalem. I go to Israel every year. I just have to tell you something funny, Joe.
Okay.
I did a master class. You know, I was assigned to do a master class at Shimon Peres, the president of Israel's conference called Tomorrow. And I see a lot of commotion just before I'm starting to get to the room. The room would have held, I don't know, maybe 100 people. There were 600 people. They had to move me to a big auditorium of Teddy Kollek, whom I like very much, the mayor of the past mayor of Jerusalem. I love that. Here is this little person talking about orgasms and erections, even on a morning show up in Pittsfield. And they have to move me so that all of these Nobel Prize winners and everybody else who was there can attend. So it's nice what's happening.
We have a ton of things to talk to you about. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Ruth is with us. We are broadcasting live from the main stage of Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. We'll return with the one and only Dr. Ruth after this short break. Dr. Ruth All the Way is the biographical play about Dr. Ruth Westheimer, who joins us this morning. We're broadcasting live from Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. By the way, how did you know that I was under the covers?
I look at your face and I know, but Joe, I have to tell you something.
How'd you know that?
You know that tricked me. I have to tell you something.
Yes.
So that your listeners can know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know the title of that play. And I never really asked very much. I thought it's going to be Dr. Ruth or Dr. Ruth Westheimer or whatever. And then I read, because I'm very careful, I get a fax from somebody. Pierre gets an email. Pierre is my minister of communications for 30 years. And it says there in Variety, the play is called Dr. Ruth All the Way. I have to tell you, I blushed. Because, as you know, All the Way has a double entendre, has a double meaning. And I thought, now I know why they didn't tell me the title. Because they would have known that I'm going to say, wait, no, All the Way has different different meanings that you listen to under the blanket when you were a young boy.
But you were very comfortable. You just did it on the show of saying erection and orgasm, and that is something that instinctively I will sort of. You know, get a little.
Hey, Joe, you know,
especially.
Well, I know, but you know,
especially in Pittsfield.
Right. Well, there you go. So what is it? I mean, it seems that part of your mission is to discuss it so that we don't have that.
But you see, that's
feeling.
Exactly. I think that's that very fine line that I was able, and I don't know all of the reasons why, to put that very fine line of when I talk about all the way. And those words that you shouldn't use early in the morning in Pittsfield, but when to go around it. So now when I see anybody I talk to, all over Switzerland and all over Israel where I just came from, anybody that I talk to, I say it's called Dr. Ruth all the way, and I say it's okay. That's really what it should be.
You were going to. When you come in and you saw the show last night, and you're going to be here for a while, and you've got some events.
A whole week?
Yeah.
A book signing.
Tonight?
I want you to come.
4 o'clock,
yeah.
And
I want you to be there. You get a free book.
Oh, okay. Well, aren't you sweet?
You don't have to pay.
Thank you. I wish I knew that before I bought it. It's musically speaking and sexually speaking are the two books you'll be signing, and that's very cool. And that's this afternoon at 4 o'clock at the Barnes & Noble here in Pittsfield. And then you're actually going to be doing sexually speaking, and you're going to be talking sex with Dr. Ruth. With Mark St. Germain, and for me, that's worth the price of admission right there to see you two.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do with Mark. I let him introduce me. I will let him ask me some questions. If the questions are not to my liking, I will turn right to the audience and I say, whoever has a good question, raise your hand. You're going to have good sex for the rest of your life.
Whoa!
So when is it, Alan?
Oh, so I just wanted to mention when this thing started. Maybe you could do that.
Oh, okay. It's Monday, the 2nd of July at 7 o'clock. And you can – are tickets still available?
Yeah,
we're good?
Yeah.
It's on the main stage, right in the theater that we're in now. So the main stage, it's Monday, July 2nd at 7 o'clock, Talking Sex with Dr. Ruth, moderated by playwright Mark St. Germain.
Wait, you know what you forgot to say?
What?
Say there. I'm doing that for free.
Oh.
I'm not getting any money. I'm doing that so that they can raise some more money for their educational efforts in theater.
Thank you.
The other thing I told her bankers yesterday,
oh.
Whoever is going to give more money for that company to do the theater and all of the educational outfit is going to have good sex for the rest of their lives. But I also said, if anybody doesn't give any money, there's a Westheimer curse that afflicts men only. So let's not talk about that. It's too early in the morning.
Dr. Ruth, is there anything you can do to help me?
Privately, with your wife's permission. Written permission from your wife, and I talk to you. On a serious note, what they are doing to bringing theater fun and also some serious theater to upstate, you know, to where we are here in the Berkshires, I think is a wonderful educational effort. And I think that they all should be really very much congratulated. And I hope that Deborah Jo Rapp, you'll ask her later.
Yes.
I hope that now she's not going to be nervous anymore. I told her she's brilliant. I told her for a few seconds I forgot that's not her. I thought I'm on stage. That's the best compliment that I could give her. And I was very much impressed in how she was able to capture, to go from seriousness about World War II and to mention that if the Allied had not entered World War II, I wouldn't be alive, to some of the fun things in my life.
Could you just follow up on that for 1 second about not being alive if the Allies hadn't invaded?
What?
How did that happen? I mean, how were you saved?
Okay, do you have 2 hours now?
Or no,
do you
how about 2 minutes?
First of all, come and see the show.
Indeed.
Then you'll know. Then you'll know exactly. I'll tell you how I was saved. I will never know how come my name was on a list of children to be taken in by Switzerland for 6 months.
The kinder transport, yes.
Right. The 6 months turned into 6 years. Britain took 10,000 children. Holland, Belgium, France, and Switzerland took 300 children each for 6 months. And if I had been in the group of France or Belgium or Holland, I wouldn't be alive. And I, for some reason, which I will never know, was on the list to Switzerland. And Switzerland was the only country, as you know, that remained neutral. There's another discussion. But in any case, I survived.
You, in the show, there is such, there, as you said, there are these dramatic moments, and you become, when Debbie Jo is performing, you can see how emotional that moment is. And then there's the slap of the hands, and then you're out. And you seem like that's you, isn't it?
That's very
that you get to that point, and you say, okay, but let's move on. Let's do what we have to do.
Right. That's very true. I do want to have that message to come across, but I also don't want to dwell on it. I'm not dwelling on issues that have happened, because that would paralyze you from being productive and doing things forward.
Did you have to work through that? I mean, did you have to seek therapy to work through that?
Ask me another very personal question. And I'm going to tell all of your listeners to ask you some personal questions.
Well, I've been in therapy for years. I'm just curious.
Julie learned it very fast. She asked one question yesterday, and I said, "Oops, no personal questions." But I brought her a gift from Switzerland today.
Yeah, that's lovely. Is it chocolate? You mentioned the chocolate.
No. I bought a nice embroidered.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Look at you, beautiful.
Here on the radio.
That's very nice.
It's a doily. Yeah. And it's hand embroidered. And I'm paying her for not asking me any personal questions.
So let me ask you just a quick follow-up on what I just asked you, and then I will avoid it. But does Mark know the answer to what I just asked?
No.
Okay.
And he will not.
Okay.
But because there are certain things I would tell you, Joe. Anybody whom I meet, I look around the table. Anybody I see, Alan, your wife, whoever is here. If they have a problem, I'll be the first one to say, go to see a therapist. I'll be the first one to say, come to my office. But there's a very fine line of where this personal revelations, I would never do a show, for example, on television, one of those shows where people,
a reality show.
Never. I used actors and actresses. I would use you if I would do a television right now. I assign you a problem.
Yeah.
Let's suppose that you come home, you find your wife in bed with your best friend. And you come and tell me.
I don't like this game.
Oh, that. Oh, that.
So whatever it is afterwards.
Can I call her now? Okay.
Afterwards, finish my section. I say, you did that very well. You get paid and I can sleep at night.
Dr. Ruth All the Way runs through July 21st on the St. Germain stage. To find out more information, go to barringtonstageco.org. She's going to be doing a book signing at 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Barnes & Noble Booksellers in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Talking Sex with Dr. Ruth is July 2nd right here on the main stage. Find out more at barringtonstageco.org and a post-show discussion on July 3rd. Dr. Ruth, I love you. Thank you so much for being with us.
You get a free ticket for July 2nd. Come here. All right?
Thank you very, very much.
Julie, give him a free ticket.
Dr. Ruth, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back right here on the roundtable.